He's our favourite. Well, he's your favourite. My favourite's Robbie Slater, but Phil Moss is our football expert this morning, and Graham Arnold's just concluded this camp up there in Turkey with the Socceroos. The feedback's been pretty good, I think. Hi, Phil Moss.
Good morning, guys. Just for the record, I don't play favourites. It's good to speak to you.
In fact, I don't back favourites either, really, but as a rule.
I had a couple of favourites last night, but they have the chocolate variety.
That yeah.
Nice. Yes. Look, guys, I spoke to Arnie last night, actually, from Glasgow, and it's the most upbeat and excited I've heard him in a long time. And he's had plenty to be excited about the last 2 years with Sydney, of course, but he's really come out genuinely excited about what he's seen in camp. And they spent a lot of time, you know, working on culture and team identity, but they also did some tactical sessions and played some games, and he worked a lot on rotations and creating and scoring goals. And he said the response from the players on what he wants to implement was extremely positive. And this was a camp without Lecky, without Rogic, who will be two key components of the way he wants to go forward with the ball. So all in all, an extremely positive week. The fresh faces, he said, brought a real bounce to the camp, and he felt the synergy between the staff and the players was top shelf. So, yeah, he was bouncing down the phone line last night. I hardly got a word in, and that means he's genuinely excited.
Hey, Mossy, what's this about this Italian superstar that could make a surprise appearance for Avondale Football Club against Sydney FC?
Yeah, Andre Pirlo, Loz, he is a dead set worldwide superstar. He played almost 300 games for Juve and AC Milan at the peak of his powers, 116 caps for Italy. And he, in a lot of ways, he redefined how midfielders play football, because he was just so gifted on the ball. A lot of what Italy did and those teams I just mentioned did went through him with the ball, and that's unusual for a defensive midfielder. But there's talk that he's going to sign a one-game deal with Avondale to take on Sydney FC next week in the FFA Cup round of 16. And you may or may not remember there was a Greek player who did that a few years ago for Heidelberg in 2015, Kostas Katsouranis. So the precedent has been set. The FFA allowed it on that occasion, so there'd be no reason to block this one. He's just retired, 39 years of age, recently had 3 years with New York City, which, of course, is owned by the City Football Group, which owns Melbourne City, so there could be a connection there. But this would be a real coup. And just speaking of Pirlo, Loz, I did a bit of research after we spoke about Italian football the other morning.
Yeah.
And he's one player who's come out, or ex-player, who's come out and really criticised Italian coaches for their lack of courage to play Italian kids over what he calls average foreigners. And he said that has really contributed to where Italian football is at the moment. The new Italian coach, Roberto Mancini, brought it to life in a press conference the other day where he agreed. And Pirlo's really, he's pointed the finger at the likes of Juve, Inter, Napoli and Roma as big clubs who just don't have the courage to bring Italian kids through.
Yeah, that's never going to change. Oh, well, in Italy it will change at some point, it may. But I remember reading Gareth Southgate after the World Cup talking about the Premier League, which I don't think will change. He was talking about clubs over there won't give the young English players an opportunity, and he reckons that's holding them back from reaching their potential as well.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an issue for everyone.
Exactly, and it's like Australia. I mean, we have a cap on foreign players, five foreign players per A-League club, which I think should be reduced to more like three. And I think that just forces the hand that you have to give locals a go. If there's less contracts taken up by foreigners, you have to produce your own.
No doubt. Sam Kerr, her star continues to rise.
It's quite remarkable, TK. Sam Kerr just continues to put Australia on the world map. She's now featuring Nike's latest global advertising campaign next to the one and only and very topical this week, Serena Williams, and also Australian boxer and AFLW player, Taylor Harris. So those two will feature in the campaign. It's Nike's 2018 Just Do It campaign. And it's all about the power of female determination. And no one shows that greater than Sam Kerr. She's been unbelievable. She's coming back to play for Perth in the W League this season. She's had a stint with Chicago Red Stars. She's won the AFC Player of the Year, the Julie Dolan Medal, the PFA Player of the Year, the Golden Boot in Australia and America, and just missed the final three shortlists, which was very controversial for the FIFA Best Women's Player of the Year. So she's had an unbelievable 12 to 16 months in football, and she continues to kick goals for us.
Ex-Socceroo assistant coach and former Adelaide United coach Aurelia Vidmar back in charge as director of football for Adelaide.
This is a great one, Loz, and TK, you'll love this. You remember Aurelio Vidmar when he was coaching Adelaide? He came out and called Adelaide a pissant town.
Yes.
and he's now back with Adelaide. And he had a very successful stint there. He took them to the final of the AFC Champions League back in 2007, I think it was, from memory. But he's a great guy, great football man. He's been assistant coach for the Socceroos. He's coached the Olyroos. He's had a stint over in Bangkok with Bangkok Glass, and he's back in football and in a very good position, director of football at Adelaide United. So good to see Vidi back in the game.
Mossy, always great to chat, mate, and I actually agree with him regarding Adelaide. I don't think we broadcast down in Adelaide.
Well, I hope we never go there.
Look forward to seeing you with the Bulldog tomorrow morning, boys, for the EPL preview.
Oh, look forward to that. The two of you go head-to-head again with a full EPL preview. They've had one week off.
Are they in the studio?
They're going to be in here. Boxing glove time.
Between me and you, Mossy, or you and I, I'm going to tell Robbie he's my favourite tomorrow, okay?
You butter him up, Lloyd.
I will, mate. I will.